Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I was abiding, Steve, and in Proverbs 25:8, you know, I love the book of Proverbs. I love the wisdom contained in God's word. Listen, you can do without a lot of things, but you can't do without wisdom. I mean, you can, but just after, you know, several, you know, car wrecks in your life, you know, wreckage, you say, I can learn some spiritual wisdom. You know, there's wisdom of the world, and yet there's godly wisdom. And God wants to lead you in wisdom, wisdom and truth. And Proverbs 25:8 says, what you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? I'll read that again. What you have seen with your eyes, do not bring hastily to court. For what will you do in the end if your neighbor puts you to shame? And it's interesting how, you know, things are not always where they appear, you know. In other words, you know, everybody sees something about somebody. You know what I mean? Listen, there's cameras everywhere. You know what I mean? If you haven't noticed, everybody sees something about everybody. So, but there's always these people who think that they actually saw something. You know, I saw that, and I was looking, and did you see? Because I was watching, and I was staring, and I was looking, and you're like, really? You've got time for that? You know what I'm saying? What did you see? You know, I'm just concerned with my own life, but, you know, I don't want to know. But there's always those people that they saw it. They saw it. And remember, not everything that you see, you know, is true. I mean, oftentimes, don't get me wrong, oftentimes, you know, it's true. But not every time. Not every time. And, you know, here we're talking about, you know, what you do see, though. You know, the scripture's talking about what you do see. And the wisdom here for us is that we need to slow our roll.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We need to back up a little bit, because the word of God says, don't be hastily. You know, if you're hasty, it means, I used to work for a gentleman. He says, haste is waste. Haste is waste. You say all the time, haste is waste. So if you get out there and you start messing around and going fast and everything, you just, you know, you make a mess of stuff.
Right.
Slow down. Smell the coffee. Slow down. Because hastily, you can't be the one to be bringing justice. You know, there's always those that say they're the righteous folks. They're running around trying to bring justice to every situation and trying to correct what's wrong. It's like, Hey, sit down. We got this. You know what I'm saying? You don't need to point this out or point that out. You know, God's okay. God has that. And, you know, we've talked about on previous programs, and you can find this segment. It's called Spectacular Spectacles for Spec Watching. You know, the word spectacular means large and huge. You know, spectacles, you have, you know, your viewing cam, Pat, your binoculars, and you know, you've heard of bird watching, right? Well, some people do some speck watching, and they're looking for specks. They're looking for areas. I mean, sad to say, where, you know, they can point other people's errors and faults and sin. And listen, God didn't call us to point these things out in people's lives. He didn't call us to do that. You know, in fact, the Word of God says that, hey, don't be concerned with, you know, the speck in your brother's eye when you have a log, a forest, you know, coming out of your own. You know, our focus should be on the stuff in our own life. Because oftentimes when we're looking for specks and we're looking for those things, it's actually a critical spirit that's in operation, and it's looking to bring down someone. God's never called us to bring people down. We are called to bring people up, to add value to their life, to help them along the way. And sure, people stumble and they fall in many ways, but you know what? Look around. Maybe you do too. And we all need the grace of God. We all need the love of God. I mean, Galatians says, you know, you who are more spiritual, mm-hmm. you know, right? You who are spiritual, you know, restore that brother, mm-hmm. restore that sister. Anybody can point out what's wrong. But I think that as the body of Christ, as brothers and sisters, the Lord wants to wants us to help each other, to not just to point what's wrong, but now let me help you up. Mm-hmm. Let me help you up. And that's what happened, you know, many times in times past. You know, the Good Samaritan, he didn't give him just a handout. He gave him a help up. You know, other people walked by and judged the guy sitting on the side of the road. But his Good Samaritan said, let me take care of you. I'm not just going to give you a handout. I'm not just going to judge you.
Restore him.
I'm going to give you a help up. I'm going to take you to an inn. I'm going to hook you up. I'm going to pay for it. I'm going to help you to get back to a place where you can be okay. Because right now you're in a bad place. You're tore up and messed up. And oftentimes people that are going through bad situations in their own life, they already know. I mean, they already know that they're suffering. Oftentimes they already know that they're in sin. They already know that their life is crashing. You know, they don't need anyone to be critical in terms of what's going on in their life. They need love to be able to bring them back. And it's better, you know, that we recognize this on this end, you know, because, hello, if you saw something, as the scripture says, this is what the scripture says, what you have seen with your eyes do not bring hastily to court. If you saw something, it was only because God allowed you to see what happened. So the question is, as a believer, why did God allow you to see that? Why did God allow you to hear that? Why did you happen to be in the room or that place or whatever, you know, in that conversation that was made known to you? You know, God, you know, what's our response?
Right.
And our response, you know, shouldn't be, well, now that I got some information, no, it should be, wow, maybe you just need to pray for that person. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to pray and hold them up to the Lord because you got some insight into something that maybe someone else didn't know. God has not called us to judge. He has not called us to judge. He's called us to love the whole world. And I think about what Mother Teresa said. You know, I think about that. This is what she said. This woman in India loved people. I mean, people that were rejected and despised. And this is what she said. If we spend all of our time judging people, Pat, we won't have any time to love them.
Oh, wow.
God has called you to be a lover of God and a lover of people, His greatest and finest creation. We need to love people into the kingdom of God. Be a lover today.
I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR, all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country, in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.